President Obama will visit Dallas tomorrow. He is expected to speak at an interfaith memorial service as the investigation into the shooting deaths of four police officers and a transit officer in Dallas continues. And demonstrations and marches by people protesting the fatal shootings of two black men by police last week are also expected to continue, including one scheduled for this afternoon in Sacramento.
We'll, of course, watch for news about last week's shootings, but it's Monday and the calendar is full, and we're a week away from the Republican convention in Cleveland. Donald Trump's VP pick could come any day now. Hillary Clinton will be in New Hampshire tomorrow with Bernie Sanders. Sources tell NPR that an endorsement is expected there. And of course, both candidates will undoubtedly continue to respond to the violent images we've all been watching. So let's take a look at the week ahead with NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
And how sure are we that an endorsement is coming tomorrow?
We don't have a guarantee, but, you know, it's the time and it's the place. And the platform is all but done. That's what Bernie Sanders has been talking about being a little bit hung up on. He wanted to make sure the Democratic Party would join in his crusade, in his fight for the middle class. And he's won a great deal in this platform down in Orlando over the weekend. They were hammering this out. And, you know, he got a lot of what he wanted. A $15 minimum wage is supported in there. Access to higher education for working class families, and a lot of stuff on health care policy as well. So, you know, it's the time. We've gotten a lot closer to the actual convention in Philadelphia, and tomorrow in New Hampshire, well, New Hampshire being the first state to have a primary, it's kind of a good place for a new beginning.
Yeah, well, tell us about this, because a few weeks ago, he did say, you know, we're going to take this fight to Orlando. A lot of people might not have understood that, but as you said, that's where the entire platform committee was meeting and hammering out the planks on the platform. And he was determined to win some of them. And as you say, he did.
Yes, he has. And this is particularly important, I think, with respect to health care. The public option was debated back when Obamacare was first put together, and the Democrats didn't feel that they could push that far. Bernie Sanders was certainly one of the people who did want to go that far, and so was Hillary Clinton. She has been a fan of the public option in the past. I believe she committed to it as far back as February. So it was important to get that in the platform, but also the commitment to making it possible for people to go to college who don't have money, and that is something that a lot of young people have found it was necessary to take on enormous debt in order to accomplish. This is something Bernie Sanders cares a great deal about. So for him to get all of that was meaningful. But, you know, it's also the calendar and the political calculations, because the two political conventions are about to begin, the Republicans in Cleveland, the Democrats in Philadelphia. Division looks bad at this point. The Republicans have a lot of problems with that. And Sanders has always had to balance things between the independence that's so important to his political persona and his obligation to his supporters and his desire to defeat Donald Trump and promote the party that he's closer to. And that is the Democrats, right, even though he remains technically independent.
Speaking of whom, Donald Trump's vice president, what's the latest?
The latest is that Lieutenant General retired Michael Flynn told ABC yesterday, when asked about a couple of social issues, that he is pretty much 100% totally pro-choice on abortion and also has no problem with same-sex marriage. Immediately, the Twitterverse lit up with a lot of conservative groups and activists saying that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump picks this guy, I don't care what his national security credentials might have been, and he was the head of the Defense Information Agency, or excuse me, the Defense Intelligence Agency for some period. So they don't care. All they care about is the social issues, and he was wrong in their view on these big issues. So the boomlet for Michael Flynn appears to be over at this point. Of course, we know a lot of senators have taken themselves out of consideration. Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, in a tough reelection fight there, is still interested, and he has been with Trump recently. No real judgment has come from either one of those two people after that meeting. And we also still see Donald Trump campaigning with Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie, and he seems to be comfortable with both of them and keeps campaigning with them.
Yeah. Just very briefly, want to touch on Congress. In the Senate, a bill is expected to pass to combat heroin and painkiller abuse, something Democrats and Republicans are united for. But we're understanding there's going to be a flurry of bills that might help some Republican senators who are up for reelection and some feel might be, you know, drawn down by Trump.
At this point, there are a lot of senators who are worried about the reelection prospects, of course, but in particular, Senator Portman from Ohio, Rob Portman, and Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire have really gotten their shoulder behind this heroin and opioid painkillers bill to try to do something about the epidemic that's killing so many people across the country. And so they've really put it on the line for this. And while the Democrats feel in the Senate there should be more funding, it passed overwhelmingly in the House, and I don't think it's going to get hung up in the Senate on the funding issue.
Yeah. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. We're also seeing reports that the Democrat Evan Bayh is going to enter the Senate race in Indiana. He's the former governor of the state. He also served in the Senate for 12 years. So it could be a very exciting week. Ron, thank you as always.
Thank you, Robin.